It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The Unholy Trinity Podcast. Three blues, three opinions, one Everton podcast.
Welcome to episode 111 of the Unholy Trinity Podcast, brought to you in association with Sports Social, the UK's only dedicated sports podcast network, and also Fanatics. Delighted to say he stayed on to preview the Brentford game with us. Jim Keoghan is still on. And we're going to have a quick chat about our next game. Difficult game, of course. Brentford recently promoted to the Premier League, and they performed well in a number of games this season. Probably not as on fire as they were, but they still scored three against Newcastle the other day, and they're a quick, powerful team. With obviously the form that we're in, Pete, do you see us being able to go down there and get anything from the game?
I think it's going to be a really tough ask. I think it's going to be a really hard game. I know the circumstances are different now, but I can remember watching them play against Arsenal first game of the season, and I just thought they were outstanding. I thought they were excellent. Whenever I've watched Brentford this season, I've seen them play quite a few times. They've really dropped far below that standard for me. I think they're really organised. I think all the players know the system. They're very aggressive. They're very in your face. I think we really struggle with our defending from set pieces. And that's probably something they'll really look to exploit. They've got quite a few goals so far this season from, I think, being really difficult set pieces. So, it's like an Everton cliche, but for me, it's all about what Everton turns up, regardless of what players we've got available. If we go there, do the basics, fight, we should be able to get something from the game. Regardless of not, I think Richarlison suspended, isn't he, for the match?
Yes, suspended after the yellow card against City, yeah.
Yeah, so, but for me, whether we've got them available or we haven't, we're still good enough to give Brentford the game, and we should go there and do that. So if we lose the game, I'll be extremely disappointed. It won't help our cause at all, like we were saying on the last podcast.
And I don't think, by the way, going into the City game, not expecting much is one thing. I think to be playing Brentford and being in a similar mindset is not particularly where we want to be. If you look at the fixture at the start of the season, you want to avoid the newly promoted sides on that opening day and in those opening weeks, I think. But I think going there in end of November, when things are starting to settle down in the league table, you'd fancy us to go there and win the game. But obviously circumstances dictate and form dictates and the mood of within the camp dictates how we approach the game and what we get out of the game. But I think confidence is so low amongst the players, amongst the fans, that we're going there again thinking, if we get a point, I'd be probably fairly satisfied to nick a point. And is that your feeling, Jim, as well? You know, would you be satisfied to come away from there with the point?
Yeah, I mean, weirdly, when they were came up, I thought they were exactly the kind of team that we would struggle against, even if things have gone okay, because they're the kind of they're high energy and they're aggressive and they're well organised. And I've watched them a few times in Championship, and as they were doing better, you're thinking, like, this is the, you know, looking at Everton last season, especially towards the end when we were really lethargic and you struggled against these sort of teams, it worried me that they would come up and be exactly the kind of team you think, oh, it's only Brentford, and we'll, you know, it's not the first, as you said, it's not the first game of the season, we'll get them later on, it'll be okay. But I was still concerned because we don't do well against those sort of sides. To go into this game against one of those sort of sides, in this sort of form, this level of confidence, you'd have to think that maybe that Brentford are the favourites to win, which it shouldn't be the case with a team like Everton. We should be going there thinking this is, you know, a recent team up. We should be battering them. It should be easy. But actually, you know, I was worried back in when the fixtures came out. I was worried when they came up, and I'm still worried now. So yeah, I would be, if we could after today's result, if we can go into the next game against a team like that and get and just grind out a point and go into the next game without kind of, you know, losing embarrassingly, then that's something, especially when you consider who's out at the moment. So it's I'd love a point, but I don't think we'll get it.
Like you said, player availability is probably the key factor in it all. You know, obviously we mentioned mood and things like that, but if you go into that game and, you know, there's talk that the Corey could be fit, which would be fantastic for us, assuming that, you know, he's not being rushed back, because he is coming back fairly quickly given the initial diagnosis that he got, then, you know, that would give things a lift. You know, Yerimina potentially could be back for the game. That would give the side a lift. So if you're looking for some kind of positive influence on the game and on the mood, there's two things there that would really, really help. But, you know, we're looking at probably going in there without, obviously, no Richarlison. We know he's suspended. Damari Gray, serious doubts given the injury that he's picked up. Obviously, we know no Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Chances are no Tom Davis, no Andre Gomez for the squad as well. So we're still going to go in there depleted. And potentially, Lee, we're looking at, you know, the front four could be a front four of Andros Townsend, Alex Iwobi, Anthony Gordon and Salomon Rondon. What do you feel about that?
What a potent front four that is. That's worrying, isn't it? That's really worrying. I mean it's the same old adage, isn't it? Of just kind of like, you know, again, like we said before, you know, when we recorded the pod the other day, that literally, you know, our best side, we go to Brentford, And I think we win, if I'm honest. I think we certainly give them a game. We give them a really competitive game. Brentford got a point against Newcastle last night, earlier in the week, and 3-3, and it's a hell of a game. And obviously that was a resurgent Newcastle, obviously under Eddie Howe. Before that, they'd lost 4 on the spin in the league. So they've had 1 point out of the last 15 games. So you'd say, like I said, they're not in form. It is possibly the best time to play them. But then, you know, then you look at, it's a real leveler now, that the fact we're putting out a team like that. And like Jim just said, you know, a team that's going to be up and at him, as I said, you know, long throws into the box, set pieces, high energy football, aggressive flying into tackles, crowd being up for it. We've got to stand up and be counted in that game. We've got to try and be aggressive ourselves. We've got to try and match them for endeavour. And if we can do that and do the basics, then, you know, we stand a chance to get something from it. But, you know, they have fell off a cliff a little bit. They did have a really strong start to the season. You know, the likes of Tony, who's impressed me as a footballer. He looks decent. That Mbeumo as well, again, looks a real player. But they, you know, they haven't torn up trees recently in terms of their goal scoring prowess or anything like that. So, you know, we've got to try and get something from it. It's as simple as that. We've got to take something into the derby. We have to. You know, it's a Goodison derby. It's a night game. Our record at home against them and more recently hasn't been too bad. We've got to take something to give the players confidence going into that game, because no one will be motivated. They won't need to be motivated to go into a derby game. But if we can go in there on the back of some form of result, then we might be able to get something from it. If we don't, and we lose to Brentford and then get turned over by Liverpool comfortably, the manager's going to be in a serious amount of trouble. He really is. Can you imagine their fans, you know, singing the Rafa song or something like that, and we're losing at home on the back of, obviously, you know, a hell of a bad run that we've had. I mean, some fans won't come back from that. And that's the real concern. So, yeah, going back to the Brentford game, it's an opportunity, as I said. They're not flying. We just have to match their endeavour. We really do, to try and get something out of it.
I think there's a lot of importance on this game. I really do. You know, going into the Merseyside derby, without jumping ahead and discussing that game. But like you say, if we go into the Merseyside derby on the back of another defeat away at Brentford, you know, the manager's on a knife edge. Let's get that guy. It only takes Liverpool to go one or two goals ahead. Like you say, they start singing his name. You know, it turns toxic very, very quickly at Goodison Park on that particular night. And I think this game, a lot rides on this game for me. You know, if we can show something, if we can play how we played against Spurs, then we can certainly get something from the game. As I say, a couple of players come back in, I think it'll give the players a little bit of a lift. But there's a lot of ifs and buts, isn't it, involved in that. And like I said, we could be going into that game with the side, you know, or the squad that finished today's game. So no Richarlison, obviously, no Damari Gray, still no Decore back, still no Mina back. That's a possibility. And that's the concern for me. So it's such an important game, and we've got to show something that we are prepared in a difficult circumstances to show a little bit of fight. And like Jim said, against the side, okay, not in great form. You know, they picked up a point against Newcastle, but before that, the not in great form at all. But a side that likely are going to cause us serious problems because of the style of football that they play. And whether we're going to have enough on the day to pick something up really, really remains to be seen. But I've got to have some kind of optimism. I don't want to be sort of too negative, but it's so hard at the moment. But let's have a round of predictions if we can, Jim. I'll come to you. I think I know what you're going to say, but give us your prediction for the game.
Well, I don't see how we score, so I go for 2-0 for Brentford.
Pete?
Yeah, I had similar thoughts to Jim, but I'm going to go for a just slightly more optimistic, but still miserly 1-1 draw.
Hey.
I'm going to butt the trend completely and say we're going to win 5-0. I'm joking. Football's so bloody fickle. You could win that game and win the derby and all of a sudden everyone's bouncing again. That's how mad football is. But I'd have to agree with Jim. I can't see where the goals are going to come from. We're due a goal from a set piece. You know, we've conceded enough from set pieces. It's about time we scored a few. So we're due a goal from a set piece. I'm going to say 1-1. That's being optimistic. And Luca Dean free kick from 30 yards out, he's due a goal as well. If he gets back on set pieces.
Not a big question, not a big if. I think it'd be a draw. But I think because of the way Brentford play, I think we are due a goal. I definitely think we'll score, believe it or not. I think I'm going to go for 2-2. We can't defend particularly well. You know, we've shown that. We know set pieces we're especially poor. But I think 2-2. And that'll give us something, just something to hold on to going into a nighttime Merseyside derby, you know, a few days later. Fingers crossed we've got a couple of players back. I think, you know, that would really, really, for me, that's the one thing that would lift that squad, because it's hard at the moment to see where the motivation, if you like, is going to come from. And they shouldn't have to have an external lift. But we know with this group of players at times, it's what they need. But I'm hoping that we can put on a half-decent show and get something from the game. But Jim, that's us again for today. Really appreciate you giving up your time to preview that game. Let's hope that your prediction of 2-0 of Brentford doesn't come true.
Yeah, probably will though.
Potentially so. But that's us for today's episode. We'll be back post Brentford, another Sunday game against Brentford, and we will look back on that and preview the first Merseyside derby of the season. So we will catch you then.
The Unholy Trinity Podcast. Three Blues. Three Opinions. One Everton Podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.